a world into Jacob, and it lighted upon Israel. I attended my first Christian conference in 1970. I got saved in 1969, and a word came. It was a lifeline for me. God is not slow. 2 Peter 3:9, Revised Standard Version. King James said, God is not slack. God is not slow as others can slowness. What rang through my spirit through all that meeting, throughout that meeting is, God is not slow. God is not slow. Nothing gives value to faith like patience. God is not slow. Be not slothful, but followers of them through faith and patience inherit the promises. God is not slow. God is not slow. What a baptism that was for me. God is not slow. God is not slow. Somebody's going to catch a word tonight. Amen. That will launch you into realms of next levels. Amen. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. That was back in 1970. This is 2023. And the world is still working right now. God is not slow, has helped us to move from one level to another all these years to the glory of God. I believe, God, that this night will be a night of nights. It shall be a night to be much remembered in each one's life. You will date the events of many years to come to your encounter with His word tonight. God will appear to you via His word tonight. And the Lord appeared again unto Samuel at Shiloh. For the Lord appeared unto Samuel by the word of the Lord. He will appear to each one here in a unique way tonight. Amen. Father, thank you for the opportunity to be again in your presence. We all wait on you. We all look up to you. Reach out to each one of us in a unique way. In Jesus' precious name. Join me, give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated. Thank you, Jesus. I'll be speaking to this very important subject tonight. Developing spiritual capacity towards your desired next levels. This is one forgotten aspect of the demands of our work with God. Three scriptures for a start. Number one, Luke chapter 1, verse 80. Talking about John, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. God demands that we develop spiritual capacity for what He has in stock for us. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Verse 2. but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Though he be heir of all, but is not different from a servant. Until the time appointed of the Father. Very interesting picture here. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon the shoulder of the son, not the child. Authority is not conferred on children. And so, Jesus came, listening. Luke 2:12. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe. The journey began as a baby. Chapter 2, verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Verse 42. And when he was 12 years old, so he grew from a baby to a child, from a child to an adolescent. They went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the Jews, after the custom of the feast, at 12. And when they began to be 30, he went to Jordan to baptize of John, and then he came out of the water. The dove came upon him in form of the Holy Ghost, came in form of a dove. This is my beloved son. The child has grown to a son. Come on now. The government shall rest upon his shoulders. Now, Luke 9:35. This is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Authority conferred. This is Jesus, born of the Holy Ghost. But had to develop capacity, had to develop capacity to deliver his mission. Had to develop capacity to deliver his mission. No building will ever rise any higher than the bearing capacity of his foundation. No. That householder gave to his 10 servants according to their several abilities. Matthew 25 and verse 15. He gave to everyone according to their several ability. Several ability. You cannot be apportioned above your capacity. You cannot be apportioned anything from God above your capacity. Very interesting. Change of levels is changing from one level of glory to another. But glory is defined in terms of weights in the kingdom. The affliction of now, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, is not to be compared with the weight of glory that shall be revealed. Wait, 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 wait. And it's capacity that determines how much weight can be entrusted on your life and my life. We need to be awake to the responsibility of capacity development, spiritual capacity development, spiritual capacity development. Capacity building is a non-negotiable requirement for assessing next levels in ministry. non-negotiable requirement in assessing next levels in ministry. There are too many babies on the pulpits. Too many babies who are posing as authorities without required depth. They are posing as authorities without required depth. They are running around with floating inspirations. Every child of God is an embodiment of unlimited potentials. We mentioned that yesterday, Matthew 11:11. Of all born of men, there is none as great as John the Baptist, for he that is least in the kingdom, greater than he. That talks about the wealth of potentials that we are loaded with in redemption. But capacity will not develop itself. It has to be cultivated. It can't be imparted. Capacity cannot be imparted. I can't lay hands on you not to become a pilot. No. No. There's no such anointing that can impart you with skill that you have not acquired. There is no such anointing. There is no such anointing. There is no such anointing. I watched the life of those who led the charismatic movement, sir. Heavy spiritual capacity. Heavy. You read again. You read depths. 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 Of time in the world. Time is studying relevant resource materials. My God, depths. You listen to our robot. My God, depth, depth. He was the first to trace Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. Depths. They are not casual people carrying about floating degrees. That's not what makes ministry. Spiritual capacities. They blew the world open. I was very close to T.L. Osborne before he went to heaven. And his library was facing his bedroom. He turned all these materials into big volumes. As he opens his eyes, what he sees from his bedroom is his library. Spiritual capacity. You know, people have turned ministry to speaking. I'm speaking for. What speaking? We are called to be able ministers of the gospel. We are not speakers. We are not speakers. I was led to work at developing capacity for ministry very early from Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. Stand ye in the way and see and ask. For the old path. Where is the good way? When in our father's trod and walk in it, you find rest for your souls. But he said, we will not walk there. I said, I want to walk in it. So I went after biographies of ministries across 10 theories. I want to find out what they found. How they ran the walk. How they walked through it. What challenges they had. How they dealt with those challenges. So I can avoid it. So when I was through with that study, I was in ministry. I was in ministry. It's not guesswork. No guesswork. No guesswork. This is a forgotten aspect of ministry that has gotten several people grounded. It's time to be awake. Reading to preach is not capacity building. Reading to learn how to be effective and impactful in your assignment is what we call capacity development. Capacity development. Any junkie can preach. Anybody. Anybody. Preaching is storytelling. But when you say about spiritual impact, it's time to be awake to the demand of developing spiritual capacity. I can read again till I go to heaven. He's always speaking life from heaven, drawing from depth of encounters in the world. We build spiritual capacity the same way we build our physical muscles to stay fit in the race. And how do we do that? Physical muscles are built through healthy nutrition and relevant exercises. Healthy nutrition and relevant exercises. Consuming the good word of the Lord. Hebrews 6:5. Partaking of the nature of Christ. 2 Peter 1 and verse 4. Exercising ourselves unto godliness. Exercising ourselves to our findings. Putting ourselves on the line to put the things we have found to work. Then we are developing capacity. It's not what you know that develops you, but what you do with what you know. What you do. You hear my sayings and you do them. You develop capacity against the stormy days. Capacity is not about age, it's about depth of insight. It's not about age. I said days you speak, those of you who utter wisdom, but there's a spirit in man. And the breath of the Almighty gives them understanding. Job 32, verse 7 and 8. It's not about age, it's about depth of insight that comes through a crave for knowledge, a crave for knowledge, a crave for knowledge. God will always appraise our capacity to determine our next level. Jethro came to Moses and said, what you are doing is not good. This is a counsel from the Lord for you. Seek you from among the men. Able men. Exodus 18. And verse 21 to 24. Such as fear God. Men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them as captains of tens, of fifties, of hundreds of thousands. Able men, number one, able capacity, capacity, capacity. You can have a good man that's not a good driver. And you need a driver. No, that's not the man. Or you lose your life. He's a good man, but he's not a good driver. Capacity first. God is saying, don't place a novice in office. He will crash. He needs capacity. He needs relevant equipping. Relevant equipping. He needs relevant equipping. He needs relevant equipping. There are things I'm learning today that may be published when I go to heaven at my extreme age. There are things if I teach, they will stone me. But they are assets to my life. They are adding value to me. It's time to wake up. Can I give you a taste of what I mean by capacity building? That was the time I went out to the U.S. and came back and bought volumes of materials. And my wife said, what did you bring from the trip? Because you didn't go with me on that trip. I said, come and see. So I took her to my library. We have always had a library in my house from the day we got married. I've been reading it in my own Christian library since I was 20. I said humorously, you are either building a library or building a mortuary without knowing. There is nowhere in the world where you don't require capacity to maximize your adventure. There is no venture on earth. Ministry people are lazy, sir. People are lazy. They wake up in the morning, can't tell what they are doing. You ignore knowledge. You suffer mockery. Those who do wickedness against the covenant of knowledge, he will corrupt them with mockery. But those who do know their God, those who have value for knowledge of God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. No one shall end his journey in mockery. He says, study to show yourself approved unto God as a man that will not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to recover the place of capacity development in our desire to operate in the realm of next levels. We need to discover the place to develop capacity. Don't let us be carried away by preaching. Amen. What you don't have, you can't give. I saw many have preached themselves dry, sir. They have preached themselves dry. You listen to them, you find out that they're already dry. They are very dry. You see, yesterday we were talking about, wait a minute. They preach themselves. They don't have capacity to preach more than once in a week, but they are doing it every day. Every day without any resource from where they are drawing. They are dry. No one will run dry here. People talk about burnout, sir. Burnout is just a function of a disconnect from current knowledge. Nothing else. People are always learning, never suffer a burnout. I was one time in Kenneth Hagin's office and I saw him with a book written by T.L. Osborne, How Faith or The Faith That Works. Now, that's an evangelist writing. This is a celebrated teacher of the word of faith reading The Faith That Works by T.L. Osborne. It was on his table. T.L. Osborne said, when you stop learning, you stop living. You start dying. When you stop learning, you start dying. When you stop learning, you start dying. When you stop learning, you start dying. You may be preaching and be dying. The good news is that there's space for everyone in space. Everyone has a place in space. Everyone. We have billions of balls in the air, yet they have not blocked the sun from shining. There is space for everyone. But it takes a spacecraft to access space. We all know there is more to flying an aircraft than driving. In the same way, there's more to flying a spacecraft than an aircraft. So how committed we are to learning determines our limits. The good news is your space is there in space. And you get there. 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 Every child of God is redeemed a star. Every child of God. Jesus is the bright and the morning star. And his Father has sent him, so as he sent us. So we are all redeemed as stars in the kingdom. But a great coach never makes a star. No. It is the commitment, the devotion, the determination, the dedication of the sportsman that determines who emerges a star at the end of the day. Jesus is the master coach. He had 12 with him. Not every one of them had an identity after he left. Not everyone, in fact, one of them became a son of perdition. Among his proteges, one of them became a son of perdition. Some of them went to the cooler almost as soon as he left. No trace of them. A great coach does not make a star. It is the dedication, determination, discipline, and selfless engagement of the sportsman that determines who becomes a star. A coach provides an opportunity for the star in us to emerge, but not without our practical, personal engagement in driving it. That's why you lay hands on 10 people and they get 10 different results. Because you can't lay capacity on people. You can't lay capacity on people. And God can't give you what you cannot carry. He does not tempt anybody with evil. God tempts no man with evil. God tempts no man with evil. There is no star without a scar. I've said it often. And the scar of every star is sacrifice. You better sit up. It is depth that defines height. It's time to sit up. It's depth that defines height. It's time to sit up. It's time to sit up. It's our capacity that determines the weight of glory that can be entrusted to us as individuals. So our levels can't change beyond our capacity. Our levels can't change beyond our capacity, otherwise it will crush us. We'll crash under it. Can't. The church is 500, nobody can reach you. You have a long way to go. A long way to go. All you do is sit down and say, come here, go there. Why? Do nothing. God tempts no man with evil. He will not entrust on you and me what is beyond us. He will give to each one of us according to our several ability. So it's waiting for you to develop capacity into your next level. It's waiting for me to develop capacity into my next level. We have to develop capacity. We have to develop capacity. We have to develop capacity. Exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness profits unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is and the one which is to come. Spiritual capacity covers all areas of life. Spiritual capacity covers all areas of life. Spiritual capacity covers all areas of life. Spiritual, he said, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Life and peace. Life and peace. Let's commit to it. The good news is that every man's tie is embedded within himself. He said, take it to the world until the day's dawn. And the day's star arise in your heart. It's in your heart. It's in your heart. Every man's tie is within himself. All we need to do is to take it to the world till the star in us begins to rise. Let your light so shine that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father which is in heaven. We dig around it, we dung it, we nurture it, and then it begins to grow. It's capacity. Capacity. There are things God will tell you to do, but you don't have capacity to receive it. Say, not all men can receive this saying. Not all men can. So you develop to the point where you can receive the saying. You develop yourself to the point where you can receive the saying. And it will only say to you what you can receive. So you are not yet, you are not ready for the next level until you can receive what he's saying. Until you have capacity to receive what he's saying. Thank you, Jesus. I once stated, it is paying the abnormal price that makes a world changer. Every world changer pays a global price to emerge one. No world changer runs a normal schedule. There is always something unique about them. There is always something unique about them. There are things I was sharing with us the other time that, what kind of human being is that, a human being? You mean I do? The world is not worthy of this kind of people. You don't hear this, you don't listen to this, you don't read this. What do you read? And it's adding value to my life. It's adding value daily to my life. Adding value daily to my life. Keeps me healthy and strong. Keeps me going and winning. Praise God. Adding value. No world changer possesses a normal habit. There is something unique about them. There is something that they do differently that empowers them to make a difference. There is something they do, not that they want to, but their understanding of the demand on their life gets them off what others celebrate. Paul said, I die daily, and he's here alive today. I die daily. He's still alive today. Can you ever preach a message without Paul said? Can't be a complete gospel. It can't be a complete gospel. Paul said. Paul, as if you woke up together in the same room yesterday. Paul is still alive today, but while he was here, I died daily. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Bring me the books and my notes. The secret of men are in their stories. These were men who were addicted to capacity building all their days. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Capacity building is missing in the body of Christ today. People are simply reading and studying to preach. No reserves. No reserves whatsoever. No reserves. No reserves. No storage. No investment.
There was this story of this high school boy back in the last century who emerged as three gold medalist in the 1923 Berlin Olympics by a name James Owen. He asked his school coach, "Sir, I want to be a sports star." He said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yeah." "Okay, there are four rungs on the ladder, four steps on the ladder. Determination, dedication, discipline, and sacrifice. Do you understand that?" I said, "I don't understand." That boy went and engaged with it. Determination, dedication, discipline, and sacrifice. To emerge a star in any field, including ministry, sir, including ministry, these are factors to embrace. And I'll trace that from scriptures for us. This boy emerged a three gold medalist in 1923 Berlin Olympics. His record of long jump could not be broken for 22 years. He was far above his generation in it. By picking those things and running with them. There's an evil which I've seen under the sun. I've seen servants on horses and princes walking on foot as servants. We have been redeemed as priests and kings to reign on the earth. Why are so many of us granted? Because we have broken the covenant that entitles us to a majestic ride on the earth. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 5 to 18. If the iron is blunt, you don't sharpen the end. Then you don't, you put in more strength. But wisdom is profitable direct. So we need direction. Direction. What is my assignment? And settle with it. Verse 15. He said, "The labor of the foolish wearies every one of them because he knows not how to go to the city." So you learn the how towards the delivery of your assignment. The how. The how. It's a long journey. It's a long journey. The how is a long journey. And then woe unto your land when thy king is a child, and prince is in the morning, not for strength, but for strongness. Discipline. And discipline is one of the covenant edges broken that has granted many princes, making them to walk on foot as servants. So you need direction. You need wisdom, to learn the know-how. You need discipline. And then verse 18, through slothfulness, a building decays. You need to be diligent. So mark those four things: direction, knowledge, discipline, and diligence. You will get on your horseback. You will enjoy a majestic ride. Stop waiting for it to happen. You don't wait to build capacity. You commit to building it. You don't wait to build capacity. You commit to building it. You don't wait to build capacity. You commit to building it. You don't wait to build capacity. You commit to building it. How to build spiritual capacity. Number one, spiritual capacity increases with the knowledge of the world. The knowledge of the world. Those who do know their God, they shall be strong. They shall develop capacity to do exploits. They shall be strong and they shall do exploits. I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. So we build up principally in the world. We build up principally in the world. We build up principally in the world. Our dedication to the world is the mystery behind our spiritual capacity. Spiritual capacity. Spiritual capacity is enhanced by in-depth revelation of the world. When I say the world, I mean the Bible and every resource material that enhances our insight to the world. Our insight to the world. Our insight to the world. I hosted New York Times one time to an interview, and they said, what do you do with your time? It was an impromptu question. I said, I read and I think. They said, we learned to read quite some books. I said, by the grace of God. Which one? And I listed them. I've read all the books that Egan wrote. All that this one wrote. All that this one wrote. Some that most that this one wrote. Some that this one wrote. They are not guesswork, sir. They are not guesswork. You can't develop capacity wishing. You have to sit up walking. You have to sit up walking. You have to sit up walking. One of our ministers' conference here brought in some materials, my diaries, that I use my hands to write. And a number of our pastors here came out and brought them out. They are handwritten. They are not guessworks. I took about 6 pages here, note in the morning, during the teachings. Learning becomes a lifestyle for anyone who is genuinely committed to developing capacity. Learning becomes a lifestyle. Number 2, engage in spiritual exercises. Engage in spiritual exercises. Exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Engage in spiritual exercises. 1 Timothy 4:8. Engage in spiritual exercises, which includes fervency on the altar of prayer. Fervency on the altar of prayer for continuous access to help, direction, and answers to our questions. Fervency on the altar of prayer for continuous access to help. According to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, let's come boldly to the throne of grace and we obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Direction. Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Answer to our questions. To develop spiritual capacity, we study the lives of those that have gone before us in our area of college. Study the lives of those who have gone before us, because there's nothing new under the heaven. What has been is what shall be, and what was done is what shall be done. There is nothing new under heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. This generation needs to be awake to this reality, sir. You need to be awake. You need to be awake to this reality. There can be no new generation without a root in the old. It is the seed from the old that gives birth to the new. Nothing new exists on its own without drawing from the old. Nothing. One generation shall serve you to another. It's a relay. You draw from one to move to the next, and they draw from the next to move to the next. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7. Hebrews 13, 7. It said, remember them that have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the results they command. Whose faith follow. Study them to find out what and what they did to command the kind of results they obtain. And you are interested? You plug in. You plug in. You plug in. Today, God speaks to me the same way he speaks to Egan. Claim on virtually everything I ask. Claim. Without a mentor, you don't have a ladder to climb. Without a father, you don't have feathers. Mentors show the way to go. Fathers proclaim blessings that cause men to prevail where others travail. Praise God. Amen. And you find the generation that is mentorless and fatherless. What a frustrated generation. Mentorless and fatherless. Let me close with these practical examples and then we will share the goodness. I had a bright vision on church growth, but I need to learn how to see church grow and sustain the growth. I got the vision 1984, clean. He walked me out of the prayer room, followed me, I followed him, and it was a drama. A broad daylight drama. But 1983-85, he connected me to Yonggi Cho. And I saw the practical dimension of the vision I saw. I pursued after him. I will photocopy whole books. Oh, because there were no internets then. I will photocopy a whole book. And photocopiers then too are not that bright. So, and by the time you mark one or two, you have come to the statement. I was eating the materials. Eating. We were not 100 people when I got this material. I don't think we were 100 or 150. When I got hold of Yonggi Cho's materials, I became addicted to it. Thank God for the impact. Amen. Thank God for the impact. So direction without knowledge, we equal frustration. We don't only need vision. We need the knowledge to pursue the vision to deliver. We need it. We need to see our sales system grow. And I said, look, let's find out how they did it in South Korea. So we got Building Successful Home Sales, his book. I bought 400 copies and gave to our 400 pastors. Let's study it. Come out with what are we doing that we should not be doing? What are we not doing that we should be doing? What are we doing that we're not doing well enough? We did that and the sales system just, boom, jacked up by over 7,000 sales. But over 7,000 sales within a year. Within a year. We got to a point and I discovered that we have exhausted what we learned from there. So we cut some materials out online on sales growth research works. We went on it and the sales group, wow, went up. Knowledge is sweet. The Bible says light is sweet. It's a beautiful thing for the eyes to behold the sun. You'll be at the same spot forever until you learn the way out of it. 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 There is no appetite in knowledge. Settle for it. Let me conclude with this particular illustration. God gave the mandate to start Covenant University. That's okay. How do we go about it? And the Lord led me again through Jeremiah chapter 6, 16 to 17 to go after a selected number of world-class universities and find out what and what they did in their beginnings that has made them relevant till now. So I got 9 of them together. And interestingly, they were all with Christian background. I devoured them. I devoured them. I didn't study, I devoured. I devoured them. I devoured them. God began to speak to me through those studies. Today we have Covenant University as a pace-setting university, not only in this country, but now listed among the elite universities in the world by the grace of God. It's all about capacity. Capacity development. There's nothing magical about these things. There is no level of glory that will outweigh your capacity to bear. There is no level of glory that will outweigh my capacity to bear. So let's wake up. I vow never to approach any task with common sense in my life. Because the best you get out of it is common result. There are many, many common sense ministries. That's not the way to run. You don't have a spear. You have only one life. You don't have a spear. You have only one life. You don't have a spear. You have only one life. You don't have a spear. You have only one life. Today we have over 40,000 home sales in Lagos. They didn't just emerge. We committed ourselves to advancing them through acquisition of more knowledge on how to do it. Somebody's story is changing. Somebody's story is changing. Somebody's story is changing. Somebody's story is changing. And that includes your story. My prayer is that this meeting will mark the end of ups and downs in your ministry. For wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and the strength of salvation. Isaiah 33 and verse 6, he said, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. Just maintain the fear of God as a lifestyle and keep seeking for more knowledge. Keep engaging the knowledge acquired. Apply yourself to them. And then you enjoy stable ministry. Stable ministry. Stable ministry. I'm doing what God told me. Oh, that's why we're here. Otherwise, it's not part of my conveniences. He said, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. I'm showing you what he showed me that has helped me to see what I'm saying in terms of grace. What he shows me. I can't read for you, sir. I can't study for you. The ball is in your court. I can only tell you how to develop capacity. I can't develop your capacity. I can coach you how to run. You will do the running. I can coach you how to wrestle. You will do the wrestling. I can coach you how to box. I won't let you box me. I won't let you box me. So the ball is in your court. You know, he prayed for all of us. Yes. What did you do with the prayer? Did you follow the instructions given? You know how many people can I take and lay hands on? How many people, you know, tear Lord and lay hands on? How many people that Copeland lay hands on? Laying hands is to impart grace to do what you should do. Not a substitute. It's grace to do what you are required to do. Grace to do what you are required to do. Grace to do what you are required to do. Grace to do what you are required to do. Can I give for you? No. I can only tell you it's interesting to give. It's commanded by God. It's God's covenant for abundance. If you're interested. If you're interested. And say, are you giving? You all lift your hand, I'm giving. Whether you are giving or not, you know. Whether you are giving correctly or not, you know. Again, I conclude. Everyone is 75% responsible for the outcome of his life. 75%. The best we can put into you from outside, by everybody on the outside, is 25%. You have the bulk. What to do with 75 will determine your rating in life. This is 25 marks that's passed as instructions, revelations, informations. This is the action that determines the outcome. The action is in your box. The action is in your court. Play it the way you want. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise, everybody. Come on now, give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Young people, listen to me. This is your season. I've written to you, men, because you are strong. And the word of God abided in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. I must tell you this, sir. I'm still reading, but not like before. No. Not like before. I'm feeding on the things I've read and studied. Well, I'm still reading more, but the season, my best season, were those early days. You better wake up. I will go on a 3-day fast to read a book. To read a book. Not for the toothpick here and there and all that stuff. To read a book. I went to the mountain to read the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel. Show me the secret behind the book of Ezekiel. I was on 5 days fasting, reading the book of Acts of the Apostles. Only those 20 chapters. 5 days. 5 days. 5 days. I could not sleep on the bed anymore. They asked me to bless the food because they didn't know what was going on. They couldn't eat the food. Everybody went wild, speaking in tongues and praying. They forgot the food they had eaten about 2 a.m. Simple prayer, power, Acts of the Apostles, eruption. You better wake up. You better wake up. I read Purpose of Pentecost in one sitting. One sitting. I couldn't stand up to go to the toilet, sir. One sitting. One sitting. I've written to you, young men, because you are strong. The word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. This is your season. All young men, wake up. Some of us who are getting to senior age, let's also wake up. Amen. Praise God. Let's also wake up. God spoke to Abraham at 75, so God is still speaking to people today. It's never late to be right. It's never late to be right. It's never late to be right. One of my friends called me one time from the university guest house here. He said, sir, you didn't tell me these things are there. I said, what? He said, I'm just reading Canadian books now. I said, you didn't want to listen when we were telling you. 40 years ago. 40 years ago. 40 years ago. You didn't want to listen. You won't miss your opportunity. Yeah. You won't miss your opportunity. Yeah. Now, can I tell you this with all sense of humility? If you read those materials on kingdom prosperity from here, you never know financial struggle all your days. You never smell it all your days. You never. I told you exactly what God told me there. Praise God. You never. I went on 3-day fasting and prayer to read Copeland's books. The Law of Prosperity. God's Will is Prosperity by Gloria Copeland. It turned my life forever. So it's not all this, read one chapter and then put a marker and then go and sit down. And then, can I have tea? You have tea? Can I have chocolate? Do you study to pass an exam like that? No. No. And grace me to pursue knowledge. Go ahead and pray. Jesus and grace me to pursue knowledge. To pursue knowledge with passion. And claim to commit to capacity development. Spiritual capacity development. Spiritual capacity development. And grace me to commit to spiritual capacity development. Not just reading and studying to preach. But study to build up. To build spiritual stamina. Spiritual capacity. Somebody's praying that prayer from the depth of his heart. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Take your Bibles up. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate therein day and night, and observe to do what's written therein. For them shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. That is God's secret bank for a life of fulfillment. This book. Anything that helps you and me to understand the content of this book is an asset. This book. Anything that helps you and me to understand the content of this book is an asset. This book. Shall you make your way prosperous and have good success? That's what people are looking for, but they have ignored the book. The source of it. The fountain of it. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall observe to do what's written therein. You make your way prosperous and you have good success. Good success. This is the book. In the precious name of Jesus, may this book remain ever precious to each one of us. May the content of this book suit our life. May we keep seeking more and more understanding of the content of this book. And may it launch us into our realm of next levels. Into our realm of next levels. In the name of Jesus Christ. Brand new day. Brand new day. Brand new day. Brand new day. No altar here will run dry again. There shall be no noise-making altar here anymore. Every altar shall become an altar of spiritual substance. In the precious name of Jesus, impact will be on the increase in every ministry. And my prayer tonight is that whatever grace you see here, I decree it replicated in your ministry. Grace to take responsibility, receive it right now. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks.
Let's express most appreciation.